Blind, written by Entangled Now and read by Eos Rose. I could just promise not to look, Sam offers. Famous last words, Gabriel says sarcastically. I don't think your brother would appreciate me giving you back to him blind and screaming. The angels currently sat in Sam's lap on the bed, drawing a long length of black fabric between his fingers. The dangling edges trail across Sam's stomach in shivery lines. He grunts reluctant agreement. So what do you feel like, anyway? Gabriel makes an amused noise in his throat.
I don't know. I've never touched myself when I'm myself.
Sam's fingers are drifting in helpless, quick little movements on Gabriel's knee. He thinks maybe that's nerves, but he's trying to ignore it.
What are you expecting? Gabriel asks curiously.
Sam honestly doesn't know. He knows it isn't going to be the traditional image of a figure in white robes. He's fairly sure Gabriel is not going to look like Kate Winslet. He thinks maybe he'll be huge and overwhelming, all coils of power and fierce burning white light, like a nuclear reactor. Gabriel gives him a look from under his eyebrows.
Have you ever stuck your hand in a nuclear reactor?
No, Sam says, and tries not to be annoyed about the mind reading. He thinks maybe Gabriel is just as nervous as him.
Well, there you go then,
and honestly, I wouldn't advise it. Gabriel leans forward, knees digging into Sam's waist. He folds the black material round his head and the room is plunged into darkness. Sam takes a breath. Gabriel makes an amused noise from very, very close and kisses him, one quick, untidy press of mouth, and then he's gone.
Don't take that off.
It's a low, heavy growl of command, and Sam nods. Gabriel pulls the material tight, tight enough to hurt, until all Sam can see is spots in the darkness. He's not entirely happy about the lack of vision. Gabriel mutters something about him being an idiot, but it's in that soft, faintly exasperated tone that Gabriel uses when he doesn't really mind. Then his weight shifts, rocks back, one last slide of warm skin. A second after that, it's all different. Different pressure, colder, lighter, and heavier at the same time. The whole room feels full, and there's an electric crackle to the air. Sam listens to the roar of his own blood in his ears and lifts a hand.